We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning. It is 8:30. You are listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Thursday, June 20th. The eastbound lanes of Kellogg were shut down for a time yesterday afternoon at Woodlawn following a multiple car collision. The crash involved several vehicles. One person was reported with serious injuries, three other people with minor injuries. Police did have to block off all eastbound lanes on Kellogg, diverting traffic off at Oliver until they were able to clear up that accident scene. Congress is considering legislation to give reparations to descendants of slaves. A hearing was held yesterday.
A House Judiciary Subcommittee heard from a panel of writers, activists, attorneys, and clergy over whether the United States should consider compensation for the descendants of African slaves.
That a nation is both its credits and its debits. That if Thomas Jefferson matters, so does Sally Hemings.
Writer Ta-Nehisi Coates told the panel it's impossible to imagine America without the inheritance of slavery. Another African-American writer, Coleman Hughes, says reparations aren't needed.
We need safer neighborhoods and better schools. We need a less punitive criminal justice system.
The legislation would create a commission to study and develop reparation proposals and recommendations. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The 75th D-Day anniversary reunited many American veterans who fought in the French theater, but for one World War II vet, it was also a reunion with a long-lost love.
K.T. Robbins was a young Army soldier stationed in France in 1944 when he met the love of his life. However, he was soon transferred to the front lines and only managed to hang on to a photograph of her following the end of the war. Separated by an ocean, they both married and made separate lives for themselves. But then, earlier this month, Robbins returned to France for the D-Day observance. He tells the story with Martha McCollum that he was expecting to meet her family, not knowing that she was still alive.
We get to the little town, and she's a nursing home. And all the French had their cameras and stuff, their media there. And he had her sitting in an aisle in his foot chair. So KT went forward and walked forward, and we met, and we embraced. And what a glorious thing that was.
Now the family is planning to visit him in the States.
Somebody, I think, gonna pay their way and come. They're going to spend a couple of weeks with me. That's going to be great.
This salute to service brought to you by Jimmy's Diner, a Wichita tradition since 1987. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military on our salute to service page. Just search the menu on our webpage, knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
There's a new movement on the possibility of merging the Wichita and Sedgwick County Fire Departments. KSN News spoke with Sedgwick County Fire Chief Doug Williams.
You know, if we can use a common training facility instead of us both having training facilities or us going out of the county to other training facilities, that's a benefit to us, definitely cost-wise. And it keeps our response personnel closer to home at all times.
The county has named Brad Crisp Deputy County Fire Chief for Sedgwick County Fire District 1. Crisp previously retired after 30 years with the Wichita Fire Department. Now he'll be leading a review of county fire services and the feasibility of consolidating the two departments. Officials in the Dominican Republic have released new details in the shooting of a former Boston Red Sox slugger.
The man who orchestrated the attack that left David Ortiz shot was not targeting the former Boston Red Sox great, but in fact a relative of the suspect who he believed ratted him out to drug investigators. Prosecutors revealing Victor Hugo Gomez is the man behind the shooting that left Big Poppy with damage to his internal organs after being wounded at a Santo Domingo restaurant back on June 9th, a case of mistaken identity, as officials say the plot was against David Fernandez. Gomez, a member of Mexico's Gulf Cartel, remains at large and is believed to be in the United States. So far, 11 people have been detained in the attack on Big Poppy. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Well, they're trying to bring high-speed internet all across Kentucky, but there is a problem. The squirrels.
It's the Kentucky Wired Project, which says the squirrels keep chewing through the wiring. They've just asked lawmakers in the state for an additional $110 million, but some are skeptical about these reports of so many squirrels. The project was denied extra funding in February when another $20 million was requested for unanticipated borrowing costs. This project began back in 2015. It was already supposed to be up and running by now, but apparently the squirrels are hungry. John Saucier, Fox News.
All right, we're warming up. Let's get the weather forecast. Meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. This is our last full day of spring with summer officially arriving tomorrow. And just in time, the temperatures rise on up. In fact, sunny, breezy, and 91 for the high this afternoon. Tonight, a partly cloudy sky, our low 72. Then hot on Friday afternoon, windy tomorrow and 95 with a few thunderstorms by the weekend. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a sunny sky. A breeze out of the south. It is 71 degrees. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is 8:36. And that means it's time to blur that fine line between news and entertainment. That's why it's called The Blur. And your MC today is Jad Chambers. And more awards being bestowed.
That's right. The Television Critics Association announced their nominees for the best of the small screen. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino reporting.
Netflix's Russian Doll and FX's Pose lead the Television Critics Association's 35th annual TCA Awards nominations with four apiece. Both are nominated for Program of the Year, an outstanding new program, and both of their leads, Doll's Natasha Lyonne and Pose's Billy Porter, are up for leads in their categories. However, they both face off with Dead to Me, Comedy Central's The Other Two, HBO's Succession, and FX's What We Do in the Shadows in the outstanding new program category. HBO's Chernobyl and Game of Thrones, Netflix's When They See Us, and Amazon's hit Fleabag vie for Program of the Year. Winners are announced August 3rd. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
I haven't seen any of it yet, but I've actually heard good things about Amazon's Fleabag. I'm going to have to check that out. Sounds like an interesting show.
All right.
Yeah. Game of Thrones star reveals a deleted scene which would have changed her character's storyline. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin.
Actress Lena Headey revealing she shot a Game of Thrones scene which had her character, Cersei Lannister, having a miscarriage, but says it never made it to air. Potential spoilers ahead. Fans of the HBO series have been angered over the show's ending, including Queen Cersei's demise in the Red Keep. Many asking what happened to her child and was the conniving queen actually pregnant or lying about it. During a recent comic book convention in Germany, Headey fondly recalled filming the scene, calling it traumatic, but adds the moment would have served her character differently. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
And I love how she added that spoiler alert after she talked about one of the events that didn't happen, because that kind of spoils it if you thought maybe that event would happen. But, oh well, it didn't either way, I suppose. Some huge birthdays in music today. Some huge birthdays. We already talked about this a little bit a couple of hours ago. Here's a big birthday in the music world today.
Wouldn't it be nice?
Of course, the Beach Boys' Brian Wilson. Brian Wilson turned 77 years old today.
I love the Beach Boys.
Yeah, great music. Talked about that earlier this morning.
Especially for this time of year.
Yeah.
It just sounds like summer.
It really does. So the Beach Boys' Brian Wilson is 77 years old today, but, you know, I can't necessarily say it's the biggest music birthday today because we got another big one out there.
Hello.
Ex-Commodores and solo singer-songwriter Lionel Richie. He's celebrating his 70th birthday today.
Milestone, 70.
Yeah. So, big birthdays again. Brian Wilson and Lionel Richie in the music world. Switching over to the movies, Hollywood. Today is Nicole Kidman's 52nd birthday.
Hey now.
Yeah. So, Nicole Kidman's 52 today.
52, yeah.
Also a birthday today for actress Olympia Dukakis. She turns 88 years old today. And I've got, here's Olympia Dukakis in Moonstruck. So here's a clip from Moonstruck.
I really don't know where to start.
Your hair's different.
Ma, everything is different.
Are you drunk?
No, are you drunk?
No, but I have a hangover.
There's a little Moonstruck. And hey, speaking of Moonstruck, yes, that's not the only Moonstruck birthday. Danny Aiello.
Yep.
Turning 86 years old today. So a happy birthday to Danny Aiello. Of course, I will always celebrate Danny Aiello. for his appearance in another movie. So I've got that clip right here.
What do you say, Eddie? 2.5 minutes to save Anna, 3.5 minutes to save the world. 600. Side by side? Da-da-da.
Oh, we ain't got a barrel of money. We may be ragged and funny, but we'll travel along.
Hit it, Eddie!
Singing a song.
That's right. Danny Aiello and Bruce Willis in Hudson Hawk there.
You found an audio clip of Hudson Hawk.
I found
that. That's the most interesting part.
Yeah, I found an audio clip of Hudson Hawk. I had to play it.
Do you own the film? That's the most plausible explanation.
I do own the DVD of Hudson Hawk.
I meant own the rights to the film.
Actually, that was something we have the rights to on one of our services we have. So, yeah, works out pretty well. That's right. Danny Aiello and Bruce Willis and Hudson Hawk there. Happy birthday, Danny Aiello. 86 years old today. But I'm not going to end the blur with the Hudson Hawk. I'll end it with an anniversary for a slightly more well-regarded film.
This is a great white, Larry. A big one. And any shark expert in the world will tell you it's a killer. It's a man-eater.
Look, the situation is that apparently a great white shark has staked a claim in the waters off Amity Island. And he is going to continue to feed here as long as there is food in the water.
If you open the beaches on the 4th of July, it's like ringing the dinner bell, for Christ's sake.
Look, Mr. Vaughn, I pulled a tooth the size of a shot glass out of the wrecked hull of a boat out there, and it was the tooth of a great white.
That's right. On this day, in 1975, the opening of the movie Jaws. It's a good one.
Good flick.
Really is. My favorite viewing of the movie Jaws, and I saw this was making the rounds on the television on the internet the other day. They had a great big viewing of Jaws in a pool somewhere, and I've been a part of that. Back in my college days, we had a viewing of Jaws at a big pool. You had to be in the pool to watch the movie.
I love that.
That's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
So again, Jaws opened on this day back in 1975. That's all we have for the blur today, but the blur every day is brought to
now,
you by...
Before
we go...
Of course, you had the two Moonstruck birthdays.
Right,
Danny Aiello and Olympia Dukakis.
Mm-hmm.
And there used to be a third one, John Mahoney,
right.
He also was born on this day. And
of course,
joined them as a trio. Also, he was also in Moonstruck.
Yeah, he was also in Moonstruck. Best probably known for Frasier, maybe?
Yeah, Frasier's dad.
Of course,
Mahoney passed away.
Yeah.
So we no longer... Not on the birthday list for the...
It's too bad.
For the Moonstruck gang.
Yeah.
Hey, entertainment news in the blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. You know, their company motto, you can find it right there in the good book in Proverbs 28, verse 6. Better is a poor man that walks in integrity than a rich man who is crooked in his ways. They are good folks there at Napoleon Appliance Repair. If you have an appliance that needs help, repair, service, they'll get you fixed up. Call Terry or Rachel. The phone number is 409-1525. We love them. Napoleon Appliance Repair. It's 843 with Steve and Ted on KNSS. And we'll fill you in on a police department in Florida that found something and they want to know if it's yours. And it's a body part. Uh-huh. Florida.
Fantastic.
KNSS news time is 844.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.